And I could change the world with my own two hands, make it a better place with my own two hands, make it a kinder place with my own two hands, with my own, with my own two hands.
Hello, my friend. This is Dan Riley, and it's been a while since Greg and I have been able to reach out to you. Busy lives and other things have seemed to take us into other places and responsibilities. But here we are again. Here we are again. You'll hear the sound of the wind in the background, and I'm not sure to what degree, but it's a breezy morning here. And here today is St. Pete's Beach, Florida. I came down for a couple of alumni gatherings. I'm sitting on the end of a little dock. The sun rose a while ago, and I've been up and enjoying this morning time and thinking of you. Greg and I are understanding still how best we might share times like this with you, and I share that partly to let you know that as I look at the scriptures today, yeah, that was a little bit of St. Peter and St. Paul's challenge as well. We have so much to offer each other, so rich and deep what we mean by the good news. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, as St. Paul tells us, I'm reminding you that I preach this to you, which you indeed received, and in which you also stand. Wonderful physical images of having heard something, as he continues on, through it you are also being saved, if you hold fast to the word that I preached to you. And this word is this activity that's in our lives and in our worlds now. There are other activities, and there are other things that seem like power, but their force, their might, and the real power that you and I return to here as we return to some time with each other is the power and light that we began to reflect on a number of years ago when we began, Greg and I, the series called Sun and Clouds. Indeed, that's what it's been like here since I arrived. Yesterday was full of wind and rain, and I thought as I drove through it last evening to come to my cousin's house, this is not what you think of when you're in Florida. But then up in the Northeast, it's not what you think of when you're in Buffalo or Allegheny County. Mild weather there, strange, and we know in so many ways that we're in a time where the earth and its environment has been so compromised that we're uncertain about how to live in it and how to benefit each other, the earth and ourselves. There's so many of these journeys that could take us away from the good news or have us ignore our responsibilities with it. The two themes that I want to share with you as we take a little time in meditation would be the first one of a conscious challenge we all have not to be self-preoccupied, but to be open to the good news. That may not be your image or way of wording the God who has come to you and the God who is present to us now. In fact, God word may not be the word that opens it. It may be light or peace or the felt sense of sunlight or the silence or quiet or solitude of where you are. You see, the word really is an experience. And I don't think God owns the way in which it needs to be named, because God sets us free to have that experience. For those of us who are Christians, we think that's core to what it means to be being saved. It isn't just the alleviation of sin and its punishment, we could talk about that, but it's the radical being freed from anything that binds us, so that we can walk in the light of God's love. And that truly is the good news. That is what Paul is saying, in which you also stand. St. Bonaventure invites us to know that we stand up in that, to be women and men of justice and peace and love is to stand up as we are and for others. And that's the good news. But again, Paul is struggling here. And so it's fun to just read another phrase from him, pardon me, from Corinthians. He says, "For I am the least of the apostles, not fit to be called apostle, because I persecuted the church of God." Turn. "But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And God's grace to me has not been ineffective. Indeed, I have toiled harder than all of the others." So he moves right back to his braggadocious self, but he's acknowledging the nature of life sometimes that comes upon us when we can feel devoid of the good news and unable to stand up. Interestingly enough, that's why Greg and I and others invite you into this time when we might sit down. We might pause, open our hearts to, again, whatever the image, word, or experience is that brings us to the deep and eternal sense of the one in whom we live and move and have our very being. The one who dwells in us and with us. As I listen to the breeze around me here, and possibly you're hearing it, it has a great strength about it, but it also is quite gentle. It's moving things with a wonderful shimmering sense of a waking morning. And God's word comes to us, the Spirit comes to us to wake us up, not to our preoccupations about ourselves being least or ineffective, but knowing indeed that the word, God's presence now, is effective. He touches, holds, lifts up our heart and our spirits so that we truly can stand up. I remind you, brothers and sisters, of the gospel I preached to you, which you indeed have received, and in which you also stand. I think it's helpful because in a lot of our religions that felt like they were primarily doctrinaire, this invites us to the doctor of practice and of ability to stand and sit and move and have our very being in God and God in us. Just a bit more about St. Peter. I don't want to miss him today. The gospel is a rich one. And one of my favorites, Luke 5, 1 to 11, if you want to take time with it. And then we'll take a little quiet. It's Jesus coming upon the ones who are assumed to be some of his best friends. And they've had a tough time fishing, and they're cleaning up their nets when he shows up. And he gets into this wonderful conversation with Simon, who becomes Peter, who's worked hard all night and caught nothing. But if your command, okay, I'll lower the nets. You might remember that image. It's been a tough time, but okay, we'll give it another go. And when they had done this, the story goes on, they caught a great number of fish. And rather than continuing the story, you might remember how it wonderfully concludes. Peter says, as Paul does, "I'm not enough. Depart from me, Lord, for I'm a sinful man." He sees this plenitude, this amazing reality, and gets self-conscious. And Jesus then says a little further in, "Do not be afraid. For from now on, you will be catching persons." More than just a metaphor, it's a movement. It's the movement in Paul's life, your life, my life, Peter's life, if we let this breeze of new life transform us here and now, so that the one who does and wishes to live and move and have our very being would stand up in us, in our own incarnational selves, to bring and bear peace to the world. But as we complete our time together here, and for fear I've once more again overworded the word, take time and let it soak and sink in, rest and receive its peace. Know that God's word is active in your hearing. Pause where you are, or shortly do, if you can, a step out of what would otherwise occupy you. Sit in a chair, go for a walk, take your car to the side of the road, or park where you might, and just, as we say, let it sink in. And know that you are called by God this day, in your own way, to leave behind those things that would have dragged down Paul and Peter, and hear Jesus simply say to you, today, I will make you fishers of men and women. Blessings to you, my friend, for all of your gifts. Thanks for your patience and participating in our sun and clouds together. And Greg and I greet you with this new day, this new season, and a new openness to the Spirit of God. Shalom. Salam. Paz. Peace. The peace of the Lord be with you always, now and forever. Amen.
And I could change the world with my own two hands, make it a better place. With my own two hands, make it a kinder place. With my own two hands, with my own, with my own two hands. Now I could bring peace on earth with my own two hands. I could clean up the earth with my own two hands. And I could reach out to you with my own two hands, with my own.